Number 10 is make it easy and create a future. Make it easy and create a future. What does that mean? Well, the way you make it easy is, number one, you never, ever attack the prospect if you bring up another objection. Never attack the prospect. You always handle objections in advance. See, by this point, the prospect doesn't want to object to you. You're their friend. You spent all this time with them. You've gotten to know them. You've met their needs. You've made it real for them. You've handled the objections they've got. They don't want to bring any more up. So you want to handle all those objections in advance. That makes it easy for them to buy. And there are lots of ways to do that. But one of the ways that you can make it easy is if right at the end when the person you're assuming the sale on them, one way to do it is you've answered all these things and you say, is this the kind of thing you think would be worthwhile? And they say yes. One way might be to give them a gift at that moment and say, by the way, on top of all the stuff, I know this is something you're going to love, but I want to give you one more thing. How powerful would it be at the very moment of the close to induce reciprocation and to give some more value, to give some more benefits to someone? Would that be a very valuable time to do it? You might want to take a look and make a note of what's a gift in terms of another option, another choice, an additional product, something I could give that's not expected right at the end there. Because if you're giving much more than you expect back, it's amazing what's happening. And also now they're dealing with that reciprocation. That also makes it very easy to buy. If they've already pretty much decided and you gave them something else on top of it, think about how easy it makes to buy if somebody does it that way. How do you assume the sale? Well, let me give you six quick ways. Number one, the best way to assume the sale, one of the best ways, is do an order blank close. That is, as soon as you know that this person is doing this, and let me make one thing clear. Assuming the sale means this, that you are letting the buyer know that they're buying, that they've already committed. They've committed to you a zillion times. The only purpose of assuming the sale and filling out an order blank is so that they now become consciously aware they've bought. That's your job at this point. So an order blank close is always useful. That is, the minute you know that you've met their needs, everything is done, you've done your test close, you know you've been there, you should immediately be able to break eye contact and do something, take some physical action. An order blank close is one of the most powerful. And you begin to ask questions in order to fill out the order blank. Because when you ask questions, recall, you instantly focus their mind. They can't think about two different things simultaneously in a focused way. So if you ask them questions, detailed questions, they have no way to focus on the objection because you're controlling their mind by asking questions. And by the way, this is totally in integrity because you've already spent all the time to qualify this person. You've really met their needs. The only thing stopping them now is a little bit of fear to kick over the edge. Your job is to break through that fear by taking control and making it happen. So an order blank close. Another way to assume a sale is a minor close. Let's say you have someone in there designing a logo for you. Well, a minor close might be to say something like, well, would you like us to design the envelopes to go with the logo as well? Now, they may not have said they even want the logo yet, but if they say they want the envelopes, guess what? They have the envelopes and the logo. So you get them to make a more minor decision. The more it seems like no decision at all, the easier it is for people to make the sale. People need to be guided. You need to make it easy by assuming for them so they don't have to deal, because people hate to make decisions, and all of a sudden their brain starts to freak out and saying, but what if this happens? And their imagination may get unleashed on the negative side. So you stay strong, continue to assume the sale. You're doing an order blank close, and they go, but wait a second, I didn't say I was going to buy. You just smile and say something like, Bob, you just told me all these other things. You want this and this and this, don't you? And you offer him what he said he wanted most. Well, of course. Well, great. Then what's your home address? And you go right back into it. So you've got order blank close, you've got a minor close. The other one you could use is just the simple alternate choice close, which we've talked so much about. And that's when you offer somebody one of two options, but either one they pick, and they bought. So you might say, John, so do you want to do this now in blue or green? Would you like delivery on Saturday the 15th, or would you like it on Thursday the 13th? Would you like me to deliver it personally, or is it okay if I bring some of my guys over and have them do it for us? All of these are alternate choices where if they decide on either one, then they've made the sale. You've made it easy for them. Fourth one, congratulate the prospect. Again, congratulate them, not congratulate them for having a great product. Congratulate them on a wise decision. Firm up right away the logical reasons for buying now. Immediately make them feel like they've done the wise thing. Don't thank them for the sale. Thanking them for the sale kind of presupposes they've given you something and you've earned this. You can thank them for their time and being able to spend time with them and get to know them, but don't thank them for the sale. You've earned it. Make them feel like they were wise, not like they were giving you something by doing the sale. If the job you've done has been done right, you're the giver, not the taker here. What you've done is given them much more than they expect, and you've received something excellent for it. And that's the process that we're talking about here. Last couple would be Use things like contrast to make it easy. If at the end you want to make it easy for somebody, you can use some contrast and say, gosh, I'm so glad you're getting on this now because, you know, in 30 days the price goes up by $1,500. So this is fabulous you're doing this now. And you assume the sale. Give them an impending event or some contrast, something that they can see that, wow, by doing this thing now, it's going to be easier than if I hold off later on. Impending doom is always a useful metaphor to have somebody do something. Another one is, this is the last one. If somebody knows something is the last one, many times that's going to push them over the edge, and that falls in the same category. And I'd say the last key to really assuming the sales, make it fun. You know, on one of our promotional videos, what I do at the end of the tape is I say, and now the single most important thing that I can possibly say to you, the most important thing that I've learned in all of selling, the thing that every person I've met who earns $250,000 or more does is, and then we stop the tape. Now you might say, that's pretty terrible. You know what it does? People are like on the edge of the seats, and then our guy gets up with a big smile and says, I guess you'll have to go to the seminar to find out the answer to that. And people laugh. And when they laugh, if you get somebody laughing at the time of the close, you've made it easy. You've made it fun. Everybody wants a state change, and you'll make the process work. So making it easy is the first step. Creating a future is the final step, and it's probably the most important step of it all. You'll have no trouble making it easy, especially after you have the level of relationship you now have with this person.